This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Ever since I was a child, one of my favorite occupations has been to copy down my favorite quotations. For years, I handwrote these passages in what I called my blank books. At some point, I switched to typing, and now I have two giant documents filled with my favorite quotations, as well as collections of quotations related to particular subjects, such as the nature of biography, color, and of course, happiness. Because I love identifying and copying quotations so much, I take great pleasure in sending out my free daily Moment of Happiness newsletter, where I highlight one of my favorite quotations each day. Because I do spend a lot of time collecting, copying, and rereading quotations, I have fragments of beautiful writing knocking around my head at all times. In my reading, I've noticed how often visual artists are also great writers. For instance, in his notebooks, Leonardo da Vinci wrote, "Iron rusts from disuse. Stagnant water loses its purity and in cold weather becomes frozen. Even so does inaction sap the vigor of the mind. It is easier to resist at the beginning than at the end." And also, "Human subtlety will never devise an invention more beautiful, more simple, or more direct than does nature, because in her inventions, nothing is lacking, and nothing is superfluous." In the past, for years, I was haunted by an illuminating observation by Leonardo da Vinci, also from his notebooks, "Intellectual passion drives our sensuality." Well, in checking that quotation, I discovered that for all this time, I have been pondering something that I misread, or at least mistyped, years ago. The actual quotation is, "Intellectual passion drives out sensuality." Exactly the opposite meaning. It's astonishing how changing just one letter, changing an R to a T, can alter the entire meaning of the line. I think it's thought-provoking in both versions, but I have to say, I think my version is far superior. I've improved on Leonardo da Vinci. With whom do you agree? Leonardo da Vinci? Intellectual passion drives out sensuality? Or me? Intellectual passion drives our sensuality? Perhaps they're both true. Do you have quotations that run through your head? Let me know. I do love quotations. If you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, you can find the link in the show notes or visit gretchenrubin.com/newsletter and then select Moment of Happiness. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.